Man, I'm just so glad to be here in the network with folks, deepen some new friendships, and get to see Jared.
Thrilled to be at Podcast Movement Revolutions and trying to pretend I'm 20 when I'm almost 50. So my body's reminding me of that on a daily basis. But needless to say, it's been an absolute blast being here and learning a lot.
Welcome back to Star of the Doubts. I'm your host, Jared Easley, and today joining me, Jerry Dugan from Beyond the Rut, and of course, my good friend, your good friend, Matt Gibson, Crimson Symphony Media, Neural Tunes, and a host of other amazing platforms and things. So, gentlemen, let's start with you, Jerry. Welcome.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, and I'm alive, guys.
That's right. And then welcome back, Matt.
Hey, Jared. Always a pleasure to hang out here at Podcast Movement and meet a bunch of great people and network and learn. It's been a great week.
So let's start with that. So I'll start with you, Matt. You're here at Podcast Movement Evolutions in LA, and you said you've had some good networking experiences. Can you tell me maybe two, maybe three, just a couple of people that you've met that you're excited to continue the connection and, you know, maybe tell us a little bit what you can, you know,
and there
might be some you can't, so you don't leave those out.
Well, you know, I'm always working on top secret stuff, so I kind of keep that close to my chest.
As you should.
Right. But definitely, I'm always looking for people doing things in the music industry. I'm always looking for people in the tech industry. And I definitely met some great people that, you know, live here in Los Angeles and, you know, some legends of the music business and made some great friends. Like, you know, you sit and talk to somebody for a couple hours. It's like, you're in, you know, and so like, probably I'd say about, this has been one of the best podcast movements that I've went to just because the quality amount of people that were here at Evolutions was just phenomenal. I was almost like brain overload because there were so many amazing people here.
I echo that. I've actually had a really good experience. This is probably the least stressed I've ever been at one of these events. Being one of the people that helps put this thing on, I mean, it's, sometimes there's a lot happening. There was a lot happening at this event, but it was way less crazy than some of the others. So, Jerry, over to you. So let's chat about, you saw, you know, old friends, you made some new ones. Tell me a little bit about that.
Hey, and you said, so I'm happy to be now in the back here.
Attention, Kmart shoppers.
Oh, there's a special on aisle 12.
Yeah, that, in fairness, there is a session that's happening literally right next to where we're doing this podcast.
I love that we had dead silence for a good 20 minutes. The moment we started doing this was when they're about to start over there.
That's all good.
We'll
edit it or we might leave it in. So
yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I wasn't as proactive in terms of like, I'm going to meet certain people. I'm going to go to certain sessions, you know, kind of work in this event. It was more of a serendipitous, opportunistic kind of thing. Like, where are the free tacos? Oh, hey, over here. I'm going to eat those. Oh, look, free Nutella.
We did have some good free tacos.
The amount of food, I would say the podcasting was diminished here significantly by the amount of food that we had available to eat. I feel like I ate more than I talked to people. It felt like that was like we were talking about Hobbit meal schedules.
You have to eat and talk at the same time. Go ahead.
This is the 1 week in the year I get second breakfast on a regular basis.
Exactly.
So in seriousness though, like, and you know, doing the work here, doing some behind the scenes type of stuff, it really helped with shiny object syndrome, I would say. It's like, so you guys kept me busy enough where it was like, all right, I got a breather. Oh, hey, Lou Mangiello was doing a session. Yeah, he's in the beginning, whatever. It was coming from some fundamental type of stuff. But I'm like, you know, the pro athletes are successful not because they do fancy tricks. They're successful because they get to the fundamentals and they do those really well. And so going to sessions like Lou Mangiello's, where he talked about the importance of building community. We always talk about like expanding our reach, getting more listeners. And he was like, forget chasing listeners. Find the few who are like dead loyal to you, like hardcore loyal, and just build a connection, build loyalty with them, take care of them, and they will go out and build your listener base and just keep building friendships. And I was like, man, and that's been kind of the theme here, was getting back to sessions that covered the fundamentals as opposed to, here's the cool trend right now.
And here comes some more background.
That's right. We have caramel popcorn on aisle 3. It's $3.99 a box today only for the next hour, as long as you see the blue light flashing in the background.
The only podcast call frame with a blue light special.
That's right.
We've been accused of worse, by the way. By Matt Gibson.
By the way, I would like to point out the irony of the Star of the Doubts, but this could, should be the Star of the Doubts, but not the Body Podcast from the amount of food that we ate on this trip.
Yeah, I think Matt mentioned that earlier. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Matt. Okay, so Matt, while we're on the topic, what are some things aside from the food that and the networking that you've enjoyed this week?
Well, the sandwiches. Oh, okay, hang on, sorry.
You went back to food right away.
Okay,
no hesitation.
I really like, we did some, last night was kind of like a session on impact podcasting. So there were a lot of impact-based podcasters that, you know, have purposes where they're trying to change the world and help people and do things like that. There were a lot of great people there. A guy does a disability podcast in Canada, and I spoke with him for almost an hour and just learning about the media industry from a Canadian perspective, which is a little bit different than, you know, in the States. You know, they have different types of rules and regulations they have to abide by. And so, you know, the thing I really like about podcast movement in general is you get exposed to so many different perspectives on the world and how, like when you listen to podcasts on your own, a lot of people, they kind of stay in their lane, like what they're used to a little bit, you know, like if you're like maybe a political conservative, you might not listen to liberal podcasts and vice versa. But here at Podcast Movement, everybody is just like here and we have podcasting in common and it really opens up a lot of helpful dialogues like we could really use in our country with all the stress going on today, you know, where people are at each other's throats and but it's the United States of America, you know, so we gotta learn how to have those dialogues and talk about things people disagree with without the hate and anger and stuff. And it's a tough time, you know, but I think Podcast Movement really kind of helps bring everyone together and have a little patience with each other's having different opinions and stuff.
Well, Jerry, let's pretend for a moment we're going to go through your phone and we're going to just randomly select three podcasts that you're subscribed to that you enjoy. What would those three potentially be?
All right.
Not that you have your phone open and you're looking. I mean, I'm putting you on the spot completely.
Let's see. Who survived the purge? Beyond the Rut. No, okay, no.
Yeah, Beyond the Rut should be in everyone's podcast feed. Make that clear.
So I'm a big fan of LeVar Burton as far back as when I was a kid, you know, reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow. Yeah.
So I've got LeVar Burton Reads. And when I'm driving or I just want to like kind of chill out, but I'm not ready to watch TV or videos, that's one I recommend. He just reads short stories and they're not kid stories. They're like grown up short stories. So if you're into like sci-fi, fantasy, literature, he's just reading them in that LeVar Burton voice. Another one is based on a true story with Dan Levesque. And he takes a movie that is based on a true story and then he adds the actual historical accounts that occurred. And he does a lot of research behind it. So he does the reading, the, you know, finding out the facts, you know, what did the movie do accurately? What did they do with some creative license and why? And another one is, not to brown nose a little bit here, but Star of the Doubts, now that you're back up and running with that. And
I didn't really like that show. I listened to it one time.
It was terrible. Yeah. You can name a third one. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. One that I added, though, thanks to the first keynote was Say More with Dr. Sheila. With Amy Poehler. And so seeing her talk about the show, but more importantly, when the Q&A happened during her keynote, she didn't just like answer questions. She went into Dr. Sheila mode.
Character.
So she was in character. And so with Matt Mara, the MC, she's in character of the show. So we got to get a little preview of that live, in the moment, improv. And I was like, that is cool. That is cool. I subscribed right away.
Yeah, it was very funny.
And then I was checking out Russell's show, Relationships at Work.
Yes.
So
Russell Lulliker.
Yes. Talking about leadership in the workplace, pretty much what I do when I'm not podcasting about Beyond the Rut, talking about how to build those relationships as a leader. So those are three I recommend.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll pass that same question over to you, Matt. Outside of, you know, like a entrepreneur tech interview type of show, what are some shows that you like?
Outside of that?
Well, okay, inside of that then.
Because literally that's all I listen to, Jared. You kind of put me
in a rut.
In a rut.
In a box. Yeah.
So I just launched my first single recently.
Yes, you did. Empty.
My
congratulations.
Debut. Yep. Crimson Symphony, all platforms.
Yes.
And so for a while, a few years, I ran a show called Kingdom of Rock with Michael Melinda, the former editor-in-chief Guitar Player magazine. And during COVID, we interviewed probably about 100 artists about the music industry. And, you know, the idea was like trying to figure out how to make more money and be better at business and things like that as a musician. So a couple of the shows that I listen to kind of learn more about the music industry is the Gig Gab podcast, G-I-G, Gig Gab, yep. Right? And the other one is the DIY podcast, which CD Baby puts together. Dave Hamilton is the Gig Gab host. Okay. Yep. And actually, I'm going to be on that show here in about a week. So yep.
Dave's been on the show. We're friends with Dan.
Yep.
We were friends with Dave back when you were doing Mac Geek Game.
Yeah.
I don't think he does anymore, but
I'm not sure. I'm to ask him about that.
Yeah. He's been in the podcast space for a long time.
And then my favorite long form show is the Lex Fridman podcast.
Yes.
And I love his like deep dives, 3-hour conversations into just talking with all these amazingly talented and brilliant people and from all kinds of different perspectives. And then my last one is probably, and my favorite one that I watch every single time it comes out is the All In podcast with, Jason and Chamath and David and all those guys. So
I want to just take a moment to recognize that we've had Russell Wolliker join us here on the podcast. Russell from Relationships at Work, which was just plugged by Jerry Dugan.
Yes,
Russell, welcome to the show.
Welcome to being here. Hi, everybody.
Okay, so we're just talking about podcasts that we listen to.
Sure.
Not that you have your phone open and you're checking, but if you were to say 3 shows that maybe you listen to and maybe a short reason why, what are a couple shows that stand out to you?
Sure. I'm going to go super nerd. Generally, I like to listen to leadership podcasts because that's more my brand focused. But what I love is movie podcasts.
Yes.
And some of the biggest ones I listen to, but not just movies themselves, but also the business of it. So KPRW has one called The Business, which I've been a fan of for a lot of years, where it looks sort of like the background of the movie industry, it's not the art, it's the business. So that one I've been a big fan of. Started watching The Rewatchables. That's a rounder podcast about movies that I've loved and now is making me rewatch them again and again. So that's another time suck. Thank you very much, Rewatchables. And if we're talking top 3, Pop Culture Happy Hour, just because it's a quick little injection of people nerding out like I like to nerd out. So getting into movies.
So Russell, we're going to put you on the spot here for a moment.
Oh, good.
Let's pretend you're giving expert wisdom, paid professional advice to our friend Matt Gibson here. Let's say Matt is trying to establish himself and he's trying to do something important. What advice would you have for Matt as he pursues this?
And I'm super wealthy and I'm going to pay you $10,000.
Well, yeah.
So this is top quality.
He's giving you ample pay for you to guide him and to give him wisdom.
Right.
On taking next level steps. So
when it comes to podcasting?
Yeah. So you're okay, now put on your hat. You're yep. helping. Well, it doesn't have to be podcasting. It'd be okay. Anything. So Russell, you're now giving guidance to Matt. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
Give Matt guidance about anything and everything.
Hey, I guess that was a little too open-ended.
It might be a little vague.
I got you, buddy.
Jerry, can you help me?
Matt. Guys, I have feelings here.
Matt,
I have feelings.
When a man and a woman love each other.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wrong advice.
I've heard of this stork.
Wait. Yes, yeah. Okay, maybe we don't need to start that basic. So wait, the crayons, do you eat them or write with them?
Oh, I believe the Marines eat them.
Okay, let's
some guardrails, gentlemen. Guardrails.
Okay, Russell, you're from Canada. So wait, let's say Matt is wanting to plan the ultimate Canada vacation.
Yes.
Go there.
The ultimate Canadian vacation, eh? I think, for the ultimate Canadian vacation, you have to do the scope of the country. Much like the U.S., you can't just say it's America and have any concept that it is not 17 million different cultures within. So I would, going from the West Coast, I was even explaining it to actually talking to you this morning, Matt, about how the West Coast is very much the more relaxed, more the outdoorsy, more the focus of the island life and that. And then moving right into, I guess, Alberta would be our Texas, would be probably the closest everybody likes to compare. But it's a little more cosmopolitan than that. getting into like our breadbasket, which would be Saskatchewan and Manitoba, which is like the wheat fields and the sort of the heart of the country. Getting into Ontario, which is where our capital, Toronto, Ottawa is. Oh, I would be hated by so many Canadians by calling Toronto the capital.
That was
very hurtful, and I'm ashamed and embarrassed to even say it out loud. But Toronto certainly thinks they are the capital. Anyway, then moving into Montreal, which obviously our French-Canadian history, and then you can't get any more interesting than Newfoundland and Halifax and PEI, which is our East Coast. And then our territories as well, which everybody seems to not think of immediately when they're thinking of traveling, which is like none of it. Northwest Territories in the Yukon.
Hold
which
on.
Is their own cultures to themselves.
Well, I have a question. Okay, so if this is a vacation.
Yeah.
Tell
me how long it was.
How long of a vacation? This is like a 6-month vacation here.
You're sure.
Absolutely. You are a tech entrepreneur. So
I didn't take parameters here. You're a digital nomad in my mind. You're traveling.
So I'm in an RV and I'm driving across Canada.
Hell yeah, you are.
Is that kind of like, how cold am I going to be?
Depends what time of year you're going.
Okay. I thought Canada was always cold. Isn't it?
I'm sure there's some generalities about America I could do too. But no, it's, I would say the West Coast is exceptionally mild all year round in some areas, but we can get pretty cold. Just depends on how north you go. It's why 80% of our population is right along the border to the U.S. because it's the most moderate temperature. Yeah.
It's not because we have better Starbucks.
We have Tim Hortons. We're fine.
Well said. Excellent job, Russell. So, Matt, you are being paid to give guidance to Jerry Dugan.
How much?
Jerry is preparing for a presentation that he was asked to do on the latest and greatest in dating. And Jerry's happily married, and so he's trying to.
He doesn't know anything about the dating world.
He's been tasked. He's been tasked to do this properly. Like, he wants to do a good job. So yeah, can you help him?
Absolutely.
Put on your hat and.
All right,
give Jerry that profound.
What first do you mean thing left on red? I don't understand.
Well, the first thing you need to do is if you have any dating apps on your phone, you need to delete all of them.
Till I'm married. Yeah.
Because yes,
partially because you're married,
and secondly because. The business model of the dating app is for you to go on 1,000 meaningless dates and keep subscribing to their service.
Okay.
So it's not in their best interest to get you the best match. It's in their best interest to get you the second best match that isn't probably going to work out. So you come back.
Man.
So think about that.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying this because I've been playing the single game for a little while and I've decided to I'm not doing that anymore. The best thing to do is, and this is what I'm doing, and I've kind of had to do it as a tech entrepreneur and musician. You know, you've got to always be in self-development mode, because if you're the best option, you're going to have the best options for you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like I need a 10 in the significant other category. If you're not a 10, that's kind of a hard ask, you know? And so
That makes sense.
So then what you do is you're out there in the world and you're working on yourself and not really worrying about it. You start meeting people, and some people gravitate towards you and some people don't. The people that don't, even if you like the way they look or you like what they got, maybe don't chase them, because what is it they say? If you start a relationship by chasing the other person, you'll be chasing them the entire relationship.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a sell. It's a sell job.
Yeah.
Right? So you want to have somebody in your life, and I think this way in business too, you want to have people around you that gravitated towards you, that want to be involved and that are excited to be involved in your life. And so I would say anybody that's dating, that would be the advice that I would give them.
Okay.
I want to let the record reflect that Russell loves a good upsell.
Sorry. Oh, that's my former life, son.
He's like the king of the upsell.
All right, so Jerry, now over to you. I kind of planned this on purpose because the other day you and Russell had an interesting conversation. I wanted to take it in this direction. Let's pretend now you're being the expert that's giving good wisdom and good insight to Russell on writing a book.
On writing a book.
Yes, Brad.
Oh, man.
And we're not just writing a book, but putting it out.
Okay, yes, all the above. So a couple of things. So what I did, so this is where...
Yeah. I'd like the record to show that Jerry repositioned himself. He got really excited and he braced himself and about to throw a bunch of knowledge in my direction.
Yeah.
And
knowledge bomb.
I repositioned myself so that I'm talking across the microphone and at Russell at the same time. So I feel seen, Jerry.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. So the first thing I did was in a very Cortez kind of fashion, I burned my ship behind me by investing about $6,000 to have a company guide me through the process. Maybe not the way to go with everybody else, but that came with a wife that said, you need to earn that money back. So that was my motivation and my accountability to get the book done so that the speaking gigs and the sales would recoup the cost of that investment, which it did. So that's why we're in year number 23 of my marriage. She was going to keep me. But yeah, I would have gotten a lot of grief. So I did that. I had some accountability. I had a book coach get me through. Don't always have to have that, but I do recommend at least know who your editor is going to be and select one, because that's going to be the key thing.
2 hours later.
As far as the writing part, for me, I went through a brainstorm process of like, who is it I'm trying to help? What's the specific thing I want to help them with? How does that book solve that? And then from there, I just jotted down all the things I could do. And it might be in reverse order. But anyway, yeah, somewhere in there, I did brainstorm. Who am I helping? How? I did an outline. And then when it came to writing, a lot of folks just get on a computer and just start typing away. And this is where the podcasting part comes in. Google Docs has a voice to text feature. And I just turned that on. I talked into my microphone and whatever part of the outline I was on, it would just free flow. I guess you could do the same thing with just recording audio. Now you got a podcast episode and transcribe it with Otter. So eventually, yeah, get that to your editor. That's further than most people get. Once it's edited, do the revisions. Then find somebody to format it for you. Find somebody to do the graphic design of the cover, because people do judge a book by its cover. And then find somebody to format that sucker for sale. Yeah.
Well said.
Wow, that was good.
That was a lot. Okay, so Matt, based on your experience this week with Russell, if you were to name the podcast that he's releasing this coming week, which is fictitious, based on your experience of knowing Russell in 1 week, what would the name of that podcast be and why?
Well, the name of his show is Relationships at Work. And when I first met him, ironically, I made a joke. You know, I pretty much knew his business, but I made a joke that it was about dating people at work, you know, which you're not supposed to do. You know, so there was that, you know, I'm always
sure that podcast exists. It's
not yeah. Mine. Right. Relationships at Work. So I would say that the next episode would be Don't Punch Your Coworker. That would be a good episode name. Yes,
that would be Russell's
podcast. I hate the CO on that one.
And Russell has a history of that.
And it's spin-off, Don't Punch Your Boss. It's a spin-off episode.
Yeah. And I can explain why.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that.
Anybody that has a job already knows why, Jared.
Brilliant. And Russell, in your limited exposure to Jerry Dugan, sure. What would be his new podcast being released and why?
How to survive in a Spanish marriage without knowing much Spanish.
There we go.
Wait. Just by the way, this comes from the guy that said the United States is Canada's Mexico.
Just said you're south of the border.
Well, like
you immediately thought. Yeah, let's be clear here. I did not. So send the hate mail too.
We should probably stop the show. Jerry, of course, you've known Matt for a little bit now. And so if Matt was releasing a new show and you were to name it, go ahead.
Oh, shoot.
You're thinking too long.
Yeah, I am. How to Chase Influencers.
Sounds familiar.
It's the sequel to the book written by Jared. Stop Chasing Influencers.
That's right. Dude, literally... Jared, when I met Jared and I saw his book, I'm like, dude, that guy is going to hate me. That's all I do is network with people.
And your tagline to the book or the subtitle is because you're going to do it anyway.
Exactly. Right.
Russell, I got to hear you. The Beard of Korea podcast title for Matt Gibson based on this week. What would it be?
And you can't. Arrogant Americans spouting nonsense. No, I'm kidding.
I got frustrations and I don't know where to target.
Any elaboration there?
Nope. I think that's okay.
I think we're trying to protect the man here, and I appreciate that. Oh, man.
I'm glad I'm glad to be a source of humor for you fellas.
Yes,
I'm going to go get a coffee now and recover from this. Dean
Fan Club.
Yeah,
Dean whatever. Fan Club. That would have been my title. Okay, so this is fun. We're going to start to wrap it up because we have things to do. But Matt, where can people learn more? Check out MT. Check out what's going on.
Yeah, you can go to mattgibson.net, and there's links there on my page. It's a pretty simple page. I'm available on all the social medias, either Matt Gibson Music or Matt Gibson Guitar. And you can check out Empty. Crimson Symphony is the name of the band. It's available on all platforms, streaming platforms.
Yes. Great song.
And we're also working on a collaboration with Bruce Boulier from Racer X for the next track. It's going to be, I think it's going to be called PTSD. It might be an instrumental guitar shred track. And I got some other news coming up that I can't discuss yet, but it's going to be pretty exciting. I'll give you some more details at some other time.
Okay. Stay tuned. And Russell, if people want to connect.
Yeah, easy peasy. Relationshipsatwork.ca. I'm Canadian, so it's the .ca at the end on that one. Other than that, you can find me on, I'm very active on YouTube, Relationships at Work, Threads, Relationships at Work, TikTok, Relationships at Work. You sense a theme, don't you, Jared?
I do.
I'm good with the branding. Yeah, anyway, yeah, please reach out. I always love talking about this stuff.
Hey. And you, Jerry.
All right. And you can find me pretty much anywhere free breakfast tacos are provided. but other than that, if you have a hard time finding me there, beyondtherut.com, there you'll find episodes of my show, Beyond the Rut, a link to the book, Beyond the Rut, social media platforms, Beyond the Rut, and then also my my company, which is BTR Impact, which HR stands for. Beyond the Rut.
We love to finish the show with final thoughts. Quick final thought.
All right. Man, I'm just so glad to be here in the network with folks, deepen some new friendships, and get to see Jared.
Okay.
Thrilled to be at Podcast Movement Revolutions and trying to pretend I'm 20 when I'm almost 50. So my body's reminding me of that on a daily basis. But needless to say, it's been an absolute blast being here and learning a lot.
And that.
I just wanted to give Russell the opportunity. If you want to use my dating slides that I gave for Jerry for your dating work show.
My dating work show.
Yeah. You're more than welcome to have them.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.